Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
How bad would a kid have to be around Halloween for mom and dad to seriously think about pulling the holiday from their kids? That's the email that we got. If you got something going on in your life, we'd love to hear it and read it at theburtshow.com. Kristen's got the email.
My son pulled a bonehead move, and now I have to decide if he stays grounded for Halloween. He needs to be punished, but I'm wondering if grounding him from trick-or-treating is going too far. Jacob, in quotations, is in seventh grade and had a sleepover at our house with two of his friends. He's 12 years old, so he's pretty tech savvy. He ordered $150 worth of adult movies on pay-per-view. He may be tech savvy, but he lacks common sense because I don't know how he thought we wouldn't see the charges.
So does it say anywhere in here what exactly adult movies are? I mean, are we talking about like R-rated ones or are we talking about adult movies?
I'd assume it's adult movies.
Is this pay-per-view?
Seventh grade.
Yeah, on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay. Something. Let's see. Why don't we give two answers? One if it's like R-rated movies and one if it's like X-rated.
Let me tell you, that conversation with the other parents was not pleasant.
I think it's the traditional adult films we're talking about here.
Talk about a low moment as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
We've grounded him for 2 weeks and he's having to do extra chores around the house to pay off his debt. Halloween falls under that two-week grounding period, which means he won't be able to go trick-or-treating. Since it's a holiday, I'm contemplating letting him go anyways. But my husband is adamant he stay grounded. He has to pay the consequences for his actions. The other thing tearing up my heart is this will probably be his last year trick-or-treating because he'll be 13 next year, and I'll doubt he'll want to go as he'll have aged out. What would you all do? Would you give him an exemption for Halloween, or would you enforce the punishment?
All right. On a more serious level, which I won't stay at very long, you also have to have some dialogue with your kid about why he was watching it, and get to the root of the problem here.
Oh, I'm sure they
okay?
did.
Okay, so let's. I mean, it's just not punishment without talking, especially with so much access to these kids now.
I
mean, you just can't say, you're punished, and that's it, and not talk about it. You need to find out how often it's happening. There's just more there. Anyway.
Well, and the fact that she went and talked to the parents and had to tell the parents of the two other kids who were spending the night what happened,
yep.
I feel like that's a conversation that they had.
I tell my son, we use soccer terms in our house, there are yellow flags and there are red flags. If you're a soccer fan, a yellow flag is a foul where the ref just says, don't do it again. Red flag is you just got kicked out of the game. That's a major right there. This, I think you got to decide, is this yellow or red? For me, this is red. Like, this is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it hurts, I think it's sometimes we have to make a point with our kids, no matter how much it hurts. If you don't do anything, they continue the behavior and they realize, and I've been guilty of this, realize that they can do the same things over and over and over again. This sucks. Not your fault he did it. He made a mistake and you got to pay and you got to be responsible as a kid.
I remember I got in trouble for something as a kid. I can't remember what I did, but I remember me getting in trouble and being grounded happened to happen during the Super Bowl. And me and my dad watching the Super Bowl was a thing we did every year. And I remember my mom saying that I would actually be lenient so that you can watch a Super Bowl with your son. And my dad said, if he grows up and does something stupid in the street and gets arrested, do you think they're going to say, we were going to put you in jail, but since it's Christmas, we'll let you slide? No, he's going to spend Christmas in jail. That's a part of the lesson. So if it were me, I probably would follow in my dad's shoes. And whenever the ground punishment comes, it comes.
Yeah, I do think there is something to giving your kids grace, though, because I do think sometimes when you show people grace, they almost they gain your respect a little bit more. And this is just because it's a very I would consider this a soft example, like a soft offense. I mean, you've already put him on grounding terms for 2 weeks. He's already having to, quote unquote, pay off his debt. I think if you say, listen, you've been so good doing your chores, if he has, I mean, maybe he's being bad about it, but if he's been good at the punishment you've already given him, I would say give him a little bit of grace, and I honestly think that'll encourage him to make the right decisions moving forward.
This is such an interesting conversation because it's been my experience in watching parenting and in my own as well. Dad usually comes down harder, and mom is hearing it but doesn't fulfill the harsh punishment the way dad does.
Putting myself in her shoes and having a son, if he were to do this, and knowing how we only have 16 summers and we only have 12 Halloweens, I would, and I'm same page as Abby. If he is abiding by the restriction and is actually handling it well, then yes, you will get a pass to go trick or treating. But there's like no extras, but we're still going to do that because that's a core memory that I still want to have made.
Oh, he's got a lot of core memories.
You better believe it.
Yeah, he's built a lot of core memories.
$150 worth.
Yeah, and this is not a soft infraction. At
God.
All.
Well,
yeah. Using your words. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.